Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to the website, freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. So head over there and enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Forrest is still on here with us. We actually brought him in toward the end of the last hour. And he wanted to talk about the issue of overpopulation. And this came up, actually, on Free Talk Live, a couple weeks back, three, four weeks ago?
When we hit 7 billion.
When the population of the world eclipsed 7 billion.
Yes.
I believe you and Stephanie talked about it on the Sunday night program, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really there for that conversation, but I can guess, based on what you asked for.
I used to be a zero populationist. I used to be a person who believed that the very best thing you could do for human culture was end the life of another. And
really?
I mean, what else is the other? What is the other solution, right? I've looked at this in depth, and you know what I've come up with is that technology tends to solve the problem. But I asked Forrest this question, and I want to see what he has to say.
So the question is, does technology solve the problem of overpopulation? Because Forrest has said he's very worldly. He's traveled all over the place
on a bicycle.
He's seen horrible things, sludge in rivers and pollution and things like that. So Forrest, what do you think about Mark's question? Does technology solve the issue?
Well, actually, I've attended overpopulation conferences in Washington, D.C. the last 10 years now. And one of the things, one of the harsh realities that we are facing is that we're at the end of the technology solving it for us. Currently, in the world today, we have 18 million human beings starved to death. That's 10 million children, 8 million adults.
But you're assuming that that has something to do with the inability to feed them instead of, say, governments taking food from people or starving them out or committing genocides. I mean, the fact is that the famines that get reported in the news can usually be tracked back to some despotic dictator.
Well, yeah, and not always. But let's go beyond that. Let's go to our oceans and the carbon footprint and the ecological footprint, and then the mass species extinction of the other fellow creatures traveling with us on the planet right now. We're taking out about 80 to 100 other species every single day now. We're acidifying the oceans. That you can go with a Norman Meyer at Oxford University and his study.
You're saying 80 to 100 species are being made extinct
a day?
That's per day in the rainforests around the world. And to give
sounds
you another
preposterous
example,
to me.
No, that's
absolutely preposterous.
Again, I write about this and I speak about it, and that is verifiable through the Norman Meyer at Oxford.
All right. So my question for you is, let's presume what you're saying is true. Let's presume that, you know, all these species are being wiped out, but yet the humans are just crazily, reproducing, and there's going to be 10 billion before you know it, et cetera. What do you propose to do about it?
Let me lay the groundwork here. The United States right now is on course to add another 100 million people by 2035.
Well, wait, immigration. Are you saying that the United States is a problem with overpopulation? I thought you were talking about the other countries, like third world and things like that.
No, the United States really is one of the most ecologically consumer-oriented, carbon footprint-oriented, ecological footprint-oriented, really quite destructive in the consumer
But you're not actually saying there's one thing to say that
carbon footprint, this is true, waste, that is true. However, waste can be landfilled and turned into useful land, and carbon it's debatable as to whether or not even though carbon dioxide heats the planet, will that in fact result in a global warming situation, because there are other factors that are causing
cooling. Well, I feel like we're going off on a tangent.
Whereas when you're talking about dirt farmers in Cambodia dropping cow poop into rivers, so that people downstream can't have potable water, and whatever creatures are in that stream, being killed off by algae blooms. That's an entirely larger footprint.
I understand that. Well, I'll give you a quote from Dr. Albert Bartlett from the University of Colorado, and I'm quoting: "Unlimited population growth cannot be sustained. You cannot sustain growth in the rates of consumption of resources, No species can overrun the carrying capacity of a finite landmass. This law cannot be repealed, and it is not negotiable, unquote. What we're really facing here?
So what you're talking about is people, right? What you're talking about here are people that have a lack mentality. They believe that there's only so much, and only it can only be spread around in a certain fashion. But those people don't really have a real good grasp, in my opinion, on history and how it is that man, when you combine our brain power with natural resources, has an amazing ability to take things that previously had been seen as useless and make very, very useful. And new ideas come out that allow for things like vertical farming, for instance, which instead of spreading out farms over a flat piece of land, would allow farms to grow upwards, thereby dramatically increasing the yield of any given square foot.
Desalinization of water and using the mineralized water from the ocean rather than the less mineralized water from fresh water as to make these super vegetables. Houses actually using the same water over and over again with purified systems. I mean, technology has a huge area to grow into, and we are not at the end of it.
Right, and you'll never be at the end, because by that time you'll always have the idea of colonizing other planets and things like that. But beyond that, if you had told people in the Middle Ages, for instance, that you'd be able to fit 15 million people in the area the size of New York City and the surrounding geographic area,
technologically it wouldn't have been possible.
Well, right, they never would have been able to believe it. They would have said, no, there's no way if they could count that high. There's no way.
The king couldn't control them. Yeah. Forsooth.
So I'm sorry, but these people just don't have the proper vision for the future. But all that aside, now that you've laid your groundwork, we don't have time for a treatise on this this matter. I have questions, and I'd like you to answer them, please.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you propose if you believe this is a problem? What's your solution?
Well, for the United States of America, for us to add another 100 million people, it's going to degrade the quality of life, and it's going to degrade the quality. The standard of living in this country.
No way.
And so
you drive through Montana, you hit the seek button on the radio, and you find nothing. I mean, there's plenty of room in the United States.
America is completely unurban.
Gentlemen, it's not about space. It's about carrying capacity. We are already importing 7 out of 10. Barrels of oil every day that we burn the 20 million barrels
of oil. Okay, so come up with a different power source. Again, what's your proposal?
On the same continent.
What's your proposal?
Well, the simplest thing for the United States, since we have... have either of you gone to China or India or Bangladesh?
Just want a proposal.
Bermuda. I've been to Greece. I can't tell you anything about their governments. It doesn't matter where I've been.
Forrest, we've got other people that would like to comment on this and other issues. So please, if you believe this is a problem, I need you to summarize in less than a minute what your proposal is.
Do you want to kill people?
Do you want to give tubal ligations
to 14-year-old girls?
Do you want a police state on the border?
No.
What's your proposal? The
United States has been a 2.03 fertility rate since 1970. So we have had a stable population in this country. Unfortunately, the world population is growing by 80 million net gain per year. And their crises is now becoming our crises.
You've got 30 seconds to put forth a proposal.
Well, I can see this is not going anywhere with you.
You don't have any ideas. If you think there's a problem, what's the solution? Or drop off the line. Alrighty.
I mean, if there's a problem, there's a problem. I got you. I'll tell you what the problem is. Agrarian societies tend to have large families because children are valuable in raising farmland. Immediately, first generation, you move them to the city, they have fewer kids because kids are a liability in a city.
Right. The costs.
So here's the answer. The answer is stop stepping on the necks of poor people around the world and have your government get out of the business of supporting dictators, kings, and despots around the world.
Please.
And then you will see the quality of life increase in those countries the way it has in the United States, and you will have more people living in urban centers and suburban centers.
And
they'll stop having kids. You'll see the growth of the population diminish. This is coming from a person who used to be a zero populationist.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Show is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up anything you want. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian and Mark. And we invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the listening options. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to tune in via our broadband and dial-up streams. Also, learn about the over 100 great radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week, as well as our two XM satellite radio channels, the free-to-air satellite channel, the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone anywhere, and our webcam. Go and check it out over at listen.freetalklive.com.
We were just talking about greenhouse gases. You know those darn cigarettes release greenhouse gases. Well, there's a solution. The e-cigarette, especially the e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths.com. The e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths.com is one of the best-made e-cigarettes in the market today. You can get it for free. It is 22,000 times healthier than smoking a cigarette. The average smoker will save, $120 a month at the very least. And no more ashtray mouth, no secondhand smoke, choking the kids. And you can use it just about anywhere. You can get it for free, as I said, by using coupon code FTL at Vaporsmiths.com. Buy 40 cartomizers, and you'll get that. And use that coupon code. You'll get the free starter kit. You'll also get free shipping. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com and use coupon code FTL. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
Let's go to Rick listening in Pennsylvania. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's it going, guys?
Rick, what's on your mind tonight?
I have to comment, that guy Forrest had me seething with anger.
Really?
I'll only speak to the people who I have encountered that talk about this overpopulation myth. For the most part, they do not want to say what they actually feel about the situation, and that is that we have to kill people.
Right. He wouldn't admit it. Like, I kept trying to press him for this. He's saying overpopulation's a problem, and I said, what's the solution? And I spent the last 2 minutes of the segment trying to get a solution out of it.
If your solution is to get everybody to think like you do, you're in big trouble. I mean, that's a tough solution to mete out, because the world's full of a lot of different people who think a lot of different ways.
Control
here in the Western world, we got rid of chattel slavery, 150 to 200 years ago, depending on where you are, and it still exists in other parts of the world. So, I mean, you can't even get, in a 200-year time window, the idea of the human race to get rid of the idea of chattel slavery. So, I mean, let alone, hey, you got to have fewer kids. I think that it's really about incentives. And the incentives that's been shown to work is letting people have a better lifestyle in a more urban scenario, and then you'll have fewer kids.
Absolutely. Now, I spoke to you guys about the eugenics and the forced sterilization issue a while back.
I'll take your word for it.
A couple weeks ago. But that really is all part of it. These people, there was a professor in the University of Texas in Austin who came out and said that he wanted to... He thought that it was emeritus to fund research for race-specific and class-specific bioweapons. And you have people who have on record said that they want to be reincarnated as deadly viruses to wipe out hundreds of thousands and millions of people. It really is disgusting to me to think for people to think that the only way to solve our problems is to just have a mass culling. It really is despicable that people would even think that.
Right, and they're too cowardly to. Most of them are too cowardly to admit it themselves.
Come out and say it,
and that's why they're like, "Well, I want to be a disease when I come back from the dead."
If
they really think that it's a problem, then I welcome them. I have a knife, and they're willing to buy. I'm willing to let them borrow it.
Right. I mean, go around killing people. If you believe what you say, then do it.
Well, you should actually.
People.
Well, themselves.
Well, there's enough of these people that subscribe to this theory that if they really feel that way, then there is such a thing as suicide. I'm personally against it. I have a father who committed suicide. It's devastating. But you know,
I'm for
really
it. I think if
you people. Then do something about it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think if you want to kill yourself, you should absolutely have the right to do that. It shouldn't be a crime for someone to commit suicide. And indeed, if maybe he was telling the truth that he really didn't want to kill anybody, that he didn't want to use violence as his solution. In which case, I think you're right. If you should set the example. If you believe that the world is overpopulated, be the first to take yourself out of it.
Well, at the very least, don't have kids. I mean, that's what it was kind of popular in the 70s for people not to have kids. But then it was shown that, it doesn't really matter because around the world, people in agrarian societies are having 7, 8, 12 of them. Really, what you have to do is you have to create a situation where you get a despotic empire out of the way and that is supporting, despots and kings and dictators around the world that are keeping people poor. When people are poor, they have more children.
Good thoughts tonight, Rick. Thanks for making it.
I think an isolationist America without sending money and food to all these horrible rulers and dictators in other countries would be a good start, too.
I don't agree with that. I don't think
isolationist is a loaded term. I would say that a country that is willing to trade with everyone but not willing to use force of arms on anyone is probably the best solution.
Right. I don't want to isolate myself from the world. I want to integrate myself with it and take advantage of whatever great services are available or products are available from around the
sure.
world.
That's how those people are going to get wealthy.
No, I mean
enough.
At a governmental level. I mean the meddling, governmental meddling is really what I mean by isolation.
There's a better word.
I should have been more clear.
There's a better word than isolation, because isolation makes it sound like you just want to close down the borders.
Pat Buchanan.
And lock yourself away from any kind of interaction with anyone else. Thanks, Rick, for the call. I appreciate hearing
What's
from
that
you.
Word?
855-450-FREE. It's escaping me at the moment, Mark.
Yeah, I don't know I don't even know what word you're talking about, but isolation.
I prefer integration.
I call it peace.
But yeah, peace. Allowing. Free trade, how about that? But yeah, taking money by force from others and then giving it to other governments and other countries isn't helping anyone. You kind of touched on this earlier, Mark. That money, that foreign aid that's being handed out, the billions and billions of dollars of it by the federal government, that foreign aid's going to help out government people. It's not helping out the poor people of those countries.
Sure. They're writing checks to other governments.
Right, and those governments, guys...
They build themselves large, beautiful palaces.
To buy an armored BMW or something like mm-hmm. that with it. So let's continue with Brian in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brian.
Hey there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, earlier somebody was talking about the species going extinct every day.
Yeah, he claimed it was 80 to 100 every single day.
Yeah, that's a heck of a claim. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know, it sounds about right, because I'm looking at some stuff on the internet that says 50 species per day were discovered in 2006 at mongabay.com, so that's my source. But, yeah, I mean, things have to go extinct. It's evolution. Every day something gives birth to something that wasn't what it was before. It's the last of its kind. It dies and there's a new species. I mean, it has to. I mean, what are we going to do? Make sure that every species out there doesn't go extinct? We're going to put them all in cages and look at them? And what about the new species of centipede coming out?
Yeah.
I mean, if absolutely nothing went extinct... The entire world would be this writhing mass of bugs and snakes. It would be like 3 feet of snow. When you opened your door to go outside, you'd need a shovel to shovel a path through the snakes and the bugs and everything. Things go extinct. It has to happen, but then there's more things. And so I do my part with overpopulation. When I see bugs, I squish them.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
I only do it if they're in the house, so they really scare me.
You can take control of the airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. There's another site here. Huffington Post claims that 200 species go extinct every single
Of course, you
day.
Can just claim anything you want. It's the internet, right?
More coming up. This is Free Talk. We'll see you and Mark.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. You can also talk about things we've already discussed, like the police having sex with teenagers in the Police Explorers program on a what seems like a fairly frequent basis. Or we talked about overpopulation. You can also, again, bring up anything. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
You know, we were talking about overpopulation, and destabilizing events are happening around the world. Unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. You might want to be prepared and protect your family. For my preparation, I choose wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff. Ian, what was the one that you had recently?
I had it written down the other day. It was really tasty.
Creamy vegetable.
Vegetable with a little twirly noodle things.
Rotinis, I think.
Yeah, rotini, that was it. Creamy rotini.
What's that?
Creamy rotini.
Creamy rotini. You can have
good.
Yeah, delicious meals like this that have a 25-year shelf life in metal Mylar pouches. They come in big plastic totes that you can just store in the basement of the garage, wherever's convenient for you. You can prepare them in just minutes by adding water. Call 855-FOODWISE, request a free sample today, or go to wisefoodstorage.com. I mean, what is there to lose? It's a free sample. 855-FOODWISE, wisefoodstorage.com. You use coupon code FTL to get the free sample, and for a limited time, you can get 10% off any order, and you'll get free shipping, no-cost shipping. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE, coupon code FTL.
Let's go to Matt, listening in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, Mark and Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Real quick about the population thing. As I'm listening to that, that kind of gets my blood boiled, too. It sounds like that Forrest was listening to the propaganda a little bit too much. And, you know, I'm in my 50s, And I remember, it seems to me that we should be approaching about $8 billion or $9 billion by now from the way they were fear-mongering when I was a kid about overpopulation. So it seems to me that the population has actually slowed down. And this guy was talking about all the places that he's been where he's seen all this human misery. Well, you should try going down into the sewers of Chicago and looking at all the rats. You want to talk about overpopulation, that would look like there was an overpopulation of rats on the planet if you were to judge the whole planet by that.
Well, I mean, don't the rats just live off of the waste and discarded stuff of humans?
That's exactly right.
Well, what do we live off of?
When you have a high concentration of humans, you're going to have a high concentration of rats too. But if you go out into the wooded areas and into the rural areas, you'll see them as wildlife. You'll see all kinds of different wildlife going around, and it doesn't look like there's any overpopulation. I remember a few years ago we had that huge bird die-off when the bird flu was around.
Yeah, that's right. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, and you couldn't hear the birds singing or anything during the summertime, but nowadays you walk this year, there was plenty of birds.
That's right.
Flying around and singing.
The crows are still around here, and they're back in black here in New Hampshire.
So what else are you calling about, Matt?
Well, I got a job recently as a bell ringer for the Salvation Army. It's been interesting, so I've been kind of out of touch. It's a job that I work from 10:30 in the morning till 7:30 at night. And I was standing out in front of the store ringing my bell, and this guy pulled up, and he gets out of the car. He's got a baby in his car, and he runs into the store to get something. And I'm standing there ringing the bell, watching the car, and some guy passes by the car, looks into the window, and he goes, "There's a baby in that car!" Like he's all panicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him, and I says, "Well, don't worry about it. I'm watching it." Because the last thing I wanted was him to call the police and say something about that. And it's occurred to me, people have been leaving babies in cars since cars have been around.
Sure.
And every once in a while, something might happen. It's nothing's for sure in this world.
Yeah.
And but this kind of ties in with everything. You shouldn't be calling the police and depending on government every time you see some little thing that might go wrong.
Yeah, it seems to me that if you're going to be concerned about a child in a car, you should stand by that car for 10 minutes and worry before you do anything. I mean, if your concern is about that child, and I get it, because there's a period of time that it's okay to leave a child in the car, say long enough to take a cart back to, the cart corral or, something like that. There's a period of time that's too long to leave a child in a car. Now, I don't know what that period is. I mean, if the car is sealed up and there's no exhaust getting in it and you've got, the heat's on, the temperature is controlled and good environment. I don't know. I mean, if the baby's sleeping, you don't want to wake it up to take it in. I don't know what the length of time is, but it seems to me that a child's safe in a car for 10 minutes. If it's strapped in, I mean, it's not able to crawl up and put the car into park and start driving into other cars.
As long as there's no stuff it can grab and like shove in its mouth and choke, I suppose, right?
I mean, it's culturally not acceptable right now, but we've had stories where a mother takes a cart to the cart corral and she comes back and there's a woman, about ready to lose her head over her kid being in the car. She's walked three parking spaces over to take the cart to the cart corral.
I wonder how many babies, die in cars because they were left there by their parents as opposed to die in a bathtub because mom went out of the room to grab the phone when it rang or something like that.
I mean, well, there's
some, my nephew's girlfriend was watching a baby and a 3-year-old child and it wrapped its head around one of the things that hang from the blinds, the string. From the blinds, and it hung itself and died.
That was
a very tragic situation.
Sure it is.
So anything can happen anywhere, when my brothers were young, you know, my brothers 8 and 9 years older than I was, so when they were 2 and 3 respectively, my mom went into the store to buy like some milk or something real quick, and she came back out, and my older brother was burning my younger brother with a cigarette, with the cigarette lighter that was in the car.
Oh, boys will be boys. Thanks, Matt, for the call. Appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tim listening in West Virginia and Charleston to WVTS. Hey, Tim.
Hey, I was just wondering, I haven't listened to talk radio that much, but what I have heard, I keep hearing about taxing the rich and cutting back spending and trying to fix our debt, but yet I haven't heard a single word about the legalization and taxation on marijuana.
So you must be new to Free Talk Live then, have you ever heard this show before? Have you ever heard Free Talk Live before? Is this your first time?
No, I've listened to it the past couple nights I've been at work.
Okay. Well, we frequently will hit this subject. In fact, I'll go further and say that all drugs need to be completely decriminalized, including prescription medications, and I don't advocate legalization because I don't believe in taxing things.
Well, I think that
stealing money
marijuana should be as legal as tomato plants. I don't think that you should be taxed on tomatoes because they're tomatoes, and I don't think you should be taxed on marijuana because it's a sin or anything, in the same way that they tax alcohol and stuff like that.
Right.
However, if that's what it takes in order to see this war on Americans ended, I would concede that point.
Yeah, the war on drugs is a war on people. It's a war on our brothers and sisters and friends and family. And I want to mention, I was talking about how we have the Christmas the carols, the chronic Christmas carols that we've been singing up here in New Hampshire. The Liberty activists here have been singing them. We were practicing them in the car today as we drove to the Occupy New Hampshire event. And the song sheet is now available. Anybody can go and download. They're fun songs. You can go to freekeen.com. And if it's not right, it's maybe a few stories down now at this point, so scroll down a little bit, or just click on the Tools section, and you'll find it there. You can download 2 big JPEGs and print out your own song sheets and sing some chronic carols. But you'll hear about it plenty on this show, Tim. It's the rest of the shows that they don't get the legalization issue. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, menopause specialist for women, and joint specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're doing the Saturday edition of the program. We do it 7 nights a week. 855-450-FREE. Mark hosts the Sunday edition of the program.
Yes, I do.
1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Just become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. You can use Visa, MasterCard, PayPal. You can head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Josh, listening in West Virginia. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind, Josh?
I want to ask for some advice.
Okay.
I'm 24 years old. I'll be 25, which makes me eligible to run for West Virginia House of Delegates. And as you guys probably know, West Virginia is a very, very democratic and socialistic program type state. And I'm a registered Republican, but I'm very much considering running as an independent because I am more of a Ron Paul type myself. Would you guys have any advice as to how to break into that? It's more of an FDR type Democrat around here, which, you know, socialism, but it is what it is. And I'm trying to come with how I can penetrate and possibly change the mindset of some of the people around here to more of a free type area, which is probably going to be very difficult.
Let me see if I'm clear on this. You're okay. Saying that you're living in a Democrat area. The whole state of West Virginia, you say, is Democrat.
Local politics, Republican. I mean, for president, you know, 9 times out of 10 they vote Republican. But and on the state level, definitely
Democrat. And yep. You're saying that that you are looking to become a Democrat so you can hopefully win an election, and you're wondering.
No, absolutely not. Maybe run as an independent.
Oh, independent. I'm sorry. I must have missed that point. Okay, so you want to run as an independent. Now, you're asking the question of how to get on the ballot? I guess I'm confused what you're looking for.
I'm a registered Republican, but I'm a Ron Paul type. I'm more of a libertarian.
Okay.
But I want to know, you know, I'm young, and I would like to make a difference in this area. Now, a lot of us work in the coal industry, and they make very good money, and they're starting to turn more conservative. how would I go about penetrating the local area? You know, the guy that ran in my district last year got like 236 votes for the Republican versus 2,000 for the Democrat.
When's the last time an independent ran?
You know, I'm not sure an independent has ever ran in this area, in this district.
It sounds like you could do just as badly as the Republican as an independent.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have to look at the reality of your situation wherever you happen to be.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me like from what you're saying, Republicans going to have a tough row to hoe in your particular district. What the first thing I'd have to say is you got to knock on doors. I don't care what you are if you're going to meet people. I think independents have a tough time because you can't meet everybody and. Most people, when they vote, look at the little letter behind somebody's name. They're going to decide R or D before they walk in. They decided that 20 years ago, and that's what they do. So
why not become a Democrat then? I mean, if that's the best way to get elected there, why not? I mean, the original Democrats were much more liberty oriented than many of them are today. I mean, classical liberals are that's essentially a liberty oriented person.
Now, if I were a liberty oriented person and I wanted to win office, I would move to New Hampshire.
I've considered that. I've heard your talk about the Free State Project, and I like your idea.
We've had people win as both Republicans and Democrats
within 2 years of moving here.
There's no age limit.
I'll be honest with you guys. I graduated from Liberty University. I have a degree in aeronautics, and I went to work in the coal industry because I had to pay back my college debt. I have a 6-month-old son, and I've done very well. God's really been good to us. We had to do, and I make probably double or more than the average American.
Incredible. So you've paid off your college debt then?
No, I'm working on it. I won't tell the name of my company, but I'm hoping that they're going to write a contract and pay a large chunk of that.
You're tied with the company. I mean, you're basically stuck where you are because you're making good wages.
I'm an executive trainee with the company.
I got no problem with that. I mean, if that's what you feel you have to do for you and your family, I don't have a problem with that. But if you want to run for office, you have to consider what the office is going to make, too.
And you also have to consider what it's going to cost you to run for office also. I mean, how much money are you going to have to pour into these campaigns to actually win?
The incumbent raised $20,000 for his last election, which... $20,000 coming out of your payday is quite a bit, but
and the incumbent is a Democrat?
Correct.
Okay.
So running.
The problem is he's voted to raise his own pay twice.
Of course, yeah.
I think he's only voted maybe 12 times in about like 8 years or something.
You got to decide whether or not it makes sense to run against him in a primary or run against him in the general. It's a tough decision to make because what you can't do is run against him as a Democrat in the primary and then run against him as a Republican in the general. You need to look at what you think you can do. And door knocking, frankly, is the single most important thing you can do. I'm not going to let you get away with saying I need to raise money for yard signs and radio ads because those things aren't going to change people's mind. When you go there and you stand in front of them and you touch their hand and you put a piece of something, a piece of paper in their hand, that's what's going to change people's minds.
Plus, I'm real skeptical of running as an independent. Do you know what that requires? have you done research into that?
Somewhat. I when I was in college, I got married and I almost had a minor in political science, so I got a little bit of background on it, but then I was married working two jobs and I was in the Marine Corps Reserve at the time. So I didn't have time to double major, but
What does it require to be an independent candidate in the state of West Virginia? Do you have to get petition signatures?
I can't remember the exact number, but it's not a ridiculous amount. I want to say it's like 200 or 300 signatures.
That's a surmountable task. And I would say that if you could accomplish that, obviously by getting petition signatures, you're automatically meeting people simply by.
The attitude of the general population right here now is I'm looking at the person and not the party. I don't know how much truth there is to that. And a lot of people actually register Democrat here just because they want to be able to vote in the primaries because they know that the Democrat's going to win.
Yeah.
They just want a voice, I guess the lesser of the evils.
Well, I'd say you've got a choice. You know, if you can join the Democrats and somehow take that guy on in the primary,
that's a tough thing to do.
That's a tough call.
But it's tough to win in a blue district as a, you know, red candidate.
It's tough to win as in anything against an incumbent.
Incumbents win 90-something percent of the time.
So, there's probably going to be a Republican in the race, I would imagine, because this guy's not going to run unopposed, is he?
I've met the guy that ran last time. He's a very nice guy. Honestly, I don't think he has.
They're all nice to your face.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
why they call politicians.
Sure. I don't think he has that much of a chance.
You mean the Republican has no chance?
I'm sorry.
You mean when you say he has doesn't have much of a chance? Do you mean the Republican or the incumbent?
The Republican.
Right.
I don't think people are ridiculously thrilled about him. You know, the problem in this state. See, you can't pick coal seams up and move them to Tennessee or Texas or somewhere where there's no state tax. So the economy here is actually pretty good, but it's only because you can't pick natural resources up and move them. You know, if you could do so, there would be no coal left in West Virginia.
Well, I've heard the opposite about West Virginia. I've heard it's a very poor place in general.
It is for the people who don't work.
Of course.
The average person here. So we're begging. There's not enough. We don't have enough workforce. If you just show up to work. I know how you guys feel about this as well, but the simple fact of the matter is, if you got to be able to show up to work and pass a drug test, if you can do those two things, you're going to have a job.
If I had a family and I thought that there was a job where I could make $50,000 a year and all I had to do was stop smoking pot to get it, would do that.
So here's what I'd run this down. Here's my rundown for you.
By the way, I don't smoke pot.
This political, you have though in the past.
I certainly have.
On this political election thing, I would say that if you don't want to have to deal with the primary trying to run off between established politicians, whether we're talking about Democrat or Republican, try the independent run. If all it takes is a few hundred signatures, that's doable. It'll be a learning experience for you.
Pick a party, run against them either in the primary or the general, and just understand that what you're doing is investing in the future for the next run, because you're probably not going to beat him in this one. You don't want to do is you want to create name recognition. Name recognition is what wins races. If you're on the ballot, you know, three different times, the people continue to see your name, they see your yard signs and things like that, that's what's going to win you at some point.
Or spend the time working at a second job and save money to move to New Hampshire. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
John. We're coming up in hour three.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.